If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Chuck, I made it through all the Bucks and Pacers game. I did not make it through the Knicks and the 76ers last night. I did wake up to find that New York Knicks got it done for you. Scott Foster, the extender, didn't extend the series last night.
No, it didn't happen. I made it to halftime, I'll admit. And I thought the Knicks were going to blow them out in the first quarter. Sixers came back in the second quarter. I did go back and watch kind of the condensed version, I guess you could call it, of the second half. And, man, Josh Hart had a big shot right at the end.
Yeah, he did.
Batum to toss it in. Floats it. Heel throws it up. It's off. Hart rebounds, and it's over. This war of attrition is won by the Knicks.
That was just a good – that series, last game was great, and then last night was just another good game, too.
You know, I read something just a little while ago that and it was true that with every game in that series, you just wanted to fast forward to the final minute because you knew it was going to come down to that. I mean, you knew everything you were watching was going to lead up to something happening in the final minute. So you just wanted to fast forward and get there. And they started at 8 o'clock, so I had no chance of making it to the final minute of the game.
That's what my dad always said about the NBA, just in general. All you need to watch is the last 5 minutes. You know?
Sometimes that's true.
So they just kind of mess around. In the last 5 minutes, they decide to play, and who's going to win?
Well, now let me say this, though. If you watch it, sometimes it may seem that way in the regular season. If you watch the playoffs, it's not that way. It is 48 minutes of getting after it. And that was an intense series. Indiana put out Milwaukee last night, and Indiana and New York will play now. I feel bad for Portis. He really gave everything he had in that series. Mm-hmm. But without Giannis, and I know Lillard came back for last night's game, but he's not the normal Damian Lillard. So feel bad for them. But Indiana's moving on too.
I mean, Bobby had 20-15 last night. Yeah, he was really good, and he worked the Pacers the game before. Did you catch Beverly's incident at the end of that game?
Kind of a bad look for Patrick at the end of the game. I'm not sure what happened there. That's a bad look. Here's the thing about Portis: on a good team, on a championship team, Bobby can't be a 20-15 guy. Bobby's got to be the sixth man of the year on a championship team. And what mm-hmm. happened was they got into the playoffs, and now they screwed this thing up in the regular season. If you follow it, they screwed it up when they fired that coach and they brought in Doc Rivers. Yeah. And but if you've kind of watched it down the stretch, Bobby's been asked to do too much, and there's not been anybody else that's really done much. just to be honest. Chris Middleton's not been as good a player in the playoffs as, or was not in the playoffs as he was in the regular season. He was asked to do too much. But bottom line, without Giannis and Lillard, they were dead meat.
So you've got some series that are set up for the semifinals. Timberwolves and the Nuggets will play at 6 o'clock on Saturday on TNT. Tommy mentioned earlier the in the Eastern Conference semifinals, Pacers and Knicks. A lot of history there. Think about Spike Lee. Think about Reggie Miller. I mean, you got to go back to the 90s. That was one of the better rivalries that you had in the NBA back in the 90s, Chuck, outside of some of the Bulls matchups.
You know, the Pacers are, you know, and I don't want to get too far off into it, but that's an interesting sports franchise. I mean, they were one of the best ABA franchises back in the day. And when the ABA and the NBA merged, not many ABA teams made it, but Indiana did. And they've been a thriving franchise. You know, during COVID, when we played up in Indianapolis, the Pacers played the Pistons one night. And me and Z went. Z knew a scout or something. And, you know, it was that spaced seating and all that. But we went, watched the game. And walking around the arena, I mean, the history of that franchise. Mm-hmm. You know, just the, I mean, the sport of basketball in Indiana. It's there aren't many places like it. But I don't know. They've got a great franchise. I'll put it that way.
I mean, think about, you've got all within pretty close to one another. You've got Bakers Life Fieldhouse where we were at, Hinkle Fieldhouse where Hoosiers was filmed and where Butler plays. You've got Indiana and Bloomington, and then you've got Purdue and West Lafayette, and they're all right next to each other.
I got to admit, when we were up there, I thought they ought to do it here every year.
I thought the same thing.
This should be like Omaha for baseball, but they're not going to.
No.
I mean, they're not going to, and I fully understand that. But that was the one part of all that COVID thing that I did kind of like. I enjoyed being in Indianapolis. Now, you know, we were stuck there for 2 weeks. I mean, we didn't come back. I mean, and we had some days where there was absolutely nothing to do. But it was kind of like being in Omaha for 2 weeks.
Tommy, I don't know why I think you would like this aspect of that city before we move on. But I have never been in a bigger town with better infrastructure in my life than Indianapolis, Indiana. And the reason I say that is because, and I know it wasn't at full capacity because of COVID, but there was no traffic. And even with all these teams in town that weekend, I never hit traffic one time.
Well, that was COVID.
Yeah.
That was COVID. Everybody was working at home back then. And I'm sure that Indianapolis has all the issues that major cities have.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool
time. No one's immune. But I'm with you. I had a great time up there. Under the circumstances, it was as good as it could be.
Got to go back to St. Elmo's, Chuck. Get some cocktail sauce.
It was good.
It just read my mind. All I want is some of that cocktail sauce again.
It was very good. There was a lot of, you know, there was a lot to enjoy there. If we ever get sent to Indianapolis again, I'll enjoy that trip.
I think it's either first round side or Sweet 16 this next NCAA tournament. Knock on wood. Could end up there.
Well, I bet you won't dive headfirst into that cocktail sauce again like you did last time. I tried to warn you, and you didn't listen.
A little bit smaller bite.
Yeah.
Chuck texted me that night because we saw him, and he was kind enough to let me talk with Z and the rest of his crew. But I ate that.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Ty. I'll let you talk to him for a little while.
Keep it under 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I still remember that night because I ate an entire shrimp that was covered from head to toe in cocktail sauce, and it came out through my nose. It was so hot. So never again. I learned my lesson.
It was serious.
It's an attention getter.
Never again. Well, speaking of good food, like we had in Indianapolis, I would guess that Sam Pittman, Hunter Yurecek, and the rest of the athletics department is going to have some good food on the One Razorback Roadshow that begins on May the 13th. They're stopping in Heber Springs, Jonesboro, Forest City, Little Rock, Pine Bluff, El Dorado, Texarkana, and Fort Smith are the eight cities for lunch and dinner. They're shopping out. One of the things I was thinking about when I got this email yesterday, and I was talking with some Razorback fans about it, is like, what do you want to talk with Hunter, Sam, and the rest of the athletics program about? Like, what are you interested in and learning about, complaining about, and talking about?
You know, I think a lot of this, Ty, more than anything, is about acknowledging people, acknowledging the fans. We ask, and by we, I mean everybody associated with the Razorbacks, Hunter, Coach Pittman, everybody, all the coaches, they ask people to drive pretty good distance multiple times a year to come watch them play. They ask for money. They ask them to give their time, their talent, their treasure. There's nothing wrong with going to them every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Athletic departments have gotten away from this, and I think it's a mistake. But I think things like this are good. I think you should go out there. I think you should get in the middle of people. So more than anything, Ty, I don't think it's about, hey, I want to talk to somebody about this. I want to get an answer to this. I think it's about acknowledgement.
And thanks. Yeah. And
yeah.
That.
Well, I think, I just think it's about letting people know that, you know, you're important to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, what people want more than anything is to feel appreciated.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people want more than anything. And I think this is part of that.
Yeah. I was mentioning earlier, Chuck, and you've been to a gazillion Razorback Club meetings, but one of the things, I understand coaches' schedules have changed, and in portal and NIL and all that's changed the time demand on our head coaches compared to 5 years ago. But since Hunter Yurecek's arrived, they've more or less scaled out and gotten rid of Razorback Clubs around the state. And a lot of them have just folded up because they can't get coaches to come, and their events just don't flourish if you can't get a head coach there to have people come in and have catfish and, like I said, talk about the Hogs and hear what coach has to say. And I just think it's a real mistake, and those were good fundraising, you know, opportunities for the foundation as well. So this is kind of the replacement of that. I know the one thing people are wanting to know that are in these towns that you just went over, whether it's Texarkana or El Dorado or Fort Smith, is, hey, is Cal coming to my event? I mean, that's what everybody wants to know, is which ones of these will Calipari be at?
Well, now there's a difference between acknowledgement and entitlement. There's a difference between that. You know, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but just because you're a loyal club and things like that, you're not entitled to having somebody come. But I do think there's a balance that can strike there. I don't, most of the people, and I'm just going to be blunt right here, most of the people that I hear talking about not coming to the Razorback Clubs are the people involved with the Razorback Clubs. And they want to sustain their clubs, and they want to raise money, and they want to have a viable club, and having those people there helps them. I know that may rub some people the wrong way. I think that what they do right now with the One Razorback Roadshow, and I didn't know we were going to get off into this, but I do think what they do with the One Razorback Roadshow is what a lot of schools do now. I do think it's effective. I do think when they roll into your town, it's a big deal. Probably a bigger deal in that town than when a coach comes to a Razorback Club meeting and most of the people in that town can't go. So I think there's a flip side to this. You may not have somebody there for a Razorback Club meeting, but when you roll into town on a bus, everybody in town can come. Nobody's got to buy a ticket. Nobody's got to be told that, you know, you got to sit back here in the back because we got a bunch of tables reserved for the more important people up front. Nobody has to go through that. It's open to everybody. I hear what you're saying, but there's a flip side to that, too. There's two sides to every coin.
Well, you look at the locations, like there's, if you look in, I said Jonesboro, Heber Springs, Forest City, Little Rock, Pine Bluff, El Dorado, Texarkana, and Fort Smith. It's all over the state. And there's no NWA event because they don't need one, right? I mean, you see Sam Pittman at the grocery store or Jamie at the grocery store. And like there's, I don't think here in Northwest Arkansas, we truly appreciate how easy the access is sometimes relative to other pockets of the state, that it's a once or twice a year rarity for them to get a chance to talk to a coach.
I can tell you, though, that's true around Fayetteville. It's true probably in Washington County. The Bella Vista Razorback Club, for years and years and years, I don't know that it was actually the Bella Vista Razorback Club by the end. It might have been Northwest Arkansas. I forget. But
I think it was a George Billingsley Razorback Club.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That's exactly what it was. And they had a great club. It was a good club. I went to several events there. But now I will go back to something that we've talked about before. And, you know, when football season ended, I can tell you when I did this. This was when Coach Petrino was here. When football season ended, and the calendar flipped, you know, you got through Christmas, you would begin to go on Razorback Club trips. And then it would stop right before recruiting, right before signing day. And then after signing day, man, you just went crazy. I mean, you know, we'd do three a week and ended up doing about 30. You can't do that now.
No. Schedule.
You can't do that now. And, Tommy, you and I both know that you could have a Razorback Club meeting. And if you don't have a head coach there, you're not going to have a real big crowd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly just right. The truth. And if that head football coach who used to make all those trips right after the first Wednesday in February, well, now he can't do that. And here's the thing. If that coach is in Heber Springs, and I say this respectfully, or any Razorback Club, if he's out there on a Wednesday night and everybody in the building feels great, man, I love that coach, that's so nice of him to come to our hometown, but on that same night, a player you really need signs with somebody else out of the transfer portal, that's going to get you fired. And that's just the reality of the situation. So there are two sides to all – really, there are more than two sides to this if you want to get down to it. And we really morphed off into the fact that it's really good that they're doing the roadshow.
I mean,
we got away from that, and we shouldn't. It's really good they're doing the roadshow.
Yeah. I just look at the places they're going, like Heber Springs, the Red Apple Inn. That's a great spot. You look in Pine Bluff. Now, here's one. Leon's Catfish and Steakhouse. I've never been there, but I bet it's pretty darn good. Off the Rail Cafe in El Dorado. They're going to be at Pop's Place in Texarkana and Uncorked in Fort Smith. Yeah, I mean, you know, whoever's going to be on that bus is going to have some good venues to eat at. I can promise you Uncorked is going to be a great venue.
Now, you mentioned Calipari. Calipari is not listed in this release. I wonder if there will be a surprise visit. I know he's in the middle of what he's trying to compile on his roster, and May the 13th in the stretch is still probably going to be in the heat of recruiting battles. I also wonder, like Sam Pittman, for example, he goes on Paul Feinbaum yesterday and says this.
You know, having Bobby come in here, he knew a lot of our big donors and things that he has helped me with that.
I wonder if they bring Bobby to one of these. And I know he's not the head coach, and I know that. But again, the end goal is to raise money for the football program, NIL, whatever. If you want to help do that, two of the biggest mainstays in the state, if not the two biggest, are John Calipari and Bobby Petrino. And I know they're not wanting to try and, I don't know, outdo the limelight of your head football coach and Sam Pittman, but I think it would be a mistake to not be bring Petrino to at least one of these events. I think he needs to be at least one of these. If Sam Pittman could go to one of these, or however many of these, I think they need to bring Petrino to at least one of these too.
I don't know how they're going to work it. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know that. I mean, it just kind of shows you, I guess, where we are in the seasons, because, I mean, we're breaking this down like a ball game. And the Razorbacks are coming to town. And when that bus rolls in any of these places, and in those restaurants, no matter who pops out, everybody's going to have a good time. And what they, you know, what we think they need to do, or what would be nice if they did, I mean –
yeah.
All that stuff's going to fade away when that bus rolls into town and they go into those establishments, and it's going to be a great time, and it's going to be a celebration of the Razorback.
I think Chuck Barrett should be on the bus and just sleep on the bus for 3 or 4 days. You know,
I don't think that part. I would disagree with sleeping on there for 3 or 4 days.
He's going to do something. He's going
to
fly.
Be like that bus and Quinn and Z used to take to the football game. We'll roll that baby back out. Just DeMore's bus.
You know, well, I mean, we had to do that. It was COVID.
No, you get to do this.
Yeah,
you had to do that. Yeah, Z, you get to do
what
this.
Was it? Z and Quinn were in the back playing Madden like every trip, Chuck. Is that right?
I don't think Z was playing. Z was, but I mean, it was, hey, we had a great time. It was one of those things. I said this when it was over. I never want to do it again, but I'm glad I did it once.
Yeah.
And that would certainly be where that category, or where that would fit in, you know, as far as the category goes.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Tommy and Chuck, you know I've never asked anything of you, but I do need some sound financial advice here in this segment. Should I spend $150 on the new Sunday Red golf polo, the absurd amount that Tiger Woods is charging, or invest that in a horse tomorrow night just before 6 o'clock? Need some sound financial advice here. What is the proper way to spend that $150 on those two options?
Well, based on the two things you've said, if you think a red shirt is going to make you play like Tiger on Sunday, and if you think you're going to get rich betting the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, just wad that $150 up and, or throw it my way. Okay. And
take out that nice hitter instead.
The Asmussens, though. I'm going with a long shot tomorrow. I'm going with Just Steele. You guys ask Lang about this when he's on later today. Just Steel, 29-1. Keith Asmussen on the ride. D-Wayne Lucas is horse.
Okay.
That's who I'm going with.
All right.
Well, D-Wayne Lucas has been around
for in the Oaks later today. I got the same combination in the Oaks.
All right, Tommy, you're up next. $150 on the Tiger Polo or
you'll
the
get
horse?
You'll get more out of the Tiger Polo.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think you can't miss the Derby. I mean,
okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing what Lang's got to say a little bit later on. I've got the Oaklawn Anywhere app up. I was looking here. Churchill's first post time tomorrow, Chuck's at 9:30. I mean, you could be up thousands by then.
Oh.
You know,
well, they've been racing all week. They're, yeah. Not that I would know, but they've been racing there all week.
Not that you would know.
Oh, man. Well, evidently, heard this on Paul Feinbaum yesterday. Sam Pittman's going down there this year. He's been there before.
This year, one of my buddies, two of them, Dan and Scott Hamby, they've got a horse running, Mystic Dan. They named it after their father. He's running in the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. So Friday night, we're going to go up to Malone's and meet Nicky up there, and we're going to have a hell of a time and go to the Kentucky Derby. And so I'm so excited about that. But I do miss the parties because all our friends would come in on Thursday night and stay Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a lot of fun. You know me, Paul. I like to drink a little cold beer every now and then, and it's just another excuse to drink.
I think Mystic Dan's 20-1 right now. I was looking at that. I might be the one I go with. Arkansas.
Did Mystic Dan finish second at the Arkansas Derby? I think that's what happened. Ask Lang about that, too.
Okay. Tommy, you got two questions.
I have a list for you to talk to Lang about today.
Yeah.
This is a big weekend in the horse racing community. Brian Hernandez is going to ride Mystic Dan.
Okay, that's the one I'm rolling with.
Brian Hernandez Jr. He's a big time jockey.
That might be the $150 investment. Tommy, it sounds like Chuck's found his. Sounds like I found mine. Have you found your horse yet?
No, I was looking at the odds as Chuck. Honor Marie, that's the one that our man Scott Tabor needs to go with. His wife's name is Marie. So just looking at my wife is really good at going to the paddock and picking out the pretty horse, and then she always just wears me out. She's right and I'm always wrong, and we've looked over all the the past performances and all that stuff. So now Resilience is at 26. I always look for value because it's never. It's never the favorite that wins these. Chuck, you know that. I mean, you throw out the favorite because you got to put them in your ticket somewhere if you're doing a trifecta or a superfecta. And, but the favorites never seem to be the one that that come through.
Here's the thing about the Kentucky Derby. You've got – it'll be 21 horses. You got a scratch tomorrow. You got 21 horses on a track, and I think Wally wrote about that this week, and he's exactly right. You got 21, 22, 23 horses some years on a track designed for about 12. And, they are – it's a free-for-all. I mean, it really is. And that's why long shots win, and that's why it's so hard to pick.
When you don't want to be in that outside post. I remember when Big Brown won from the 20 hole. Never been done, I don't believe, and was the favorite outside, or one of amongst the favorites from the outside post. It's just hard to do, and then you get caught up in the traffic. So
it's cool from those drone cameras to watch them when they all come out of the gate.
Yeah.
And how they just moved to the rail. I mean, just in mass, they just moved to the rail.
The whole ambiance, the whole aura of this event, I mean, starting with the trumpet. And then they get ready.
They're all in line. We're ready for the start. They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And Two Fills has turned for home on top. Kings Barnes. Here's Mage coming strongly down the outside. Angel of Empire is putting in his run. And there's one furlong to run. Two Fills on the inside. Trying to hold off Mage. Mage has taken the lead here. Is they coming to the final 16th? And it is going to be Mage to win the Kentucky Derby.
Guys, I won't watch another horse race the rest of the year. But I will watch tomorrow night starting about 5:45.
You won't be alone. You'll be in the majority.
Yeah, and I'll watch a few more golf tournaments a year. But this is the one event that I will make sure that I am watching each and every year. And even if I don't have money on a particular horse, might throw that $150 on Mystic Dan. But Yeah, this is just the whole setup, the whole lead up and the build up in that 2 minutes goes in a blink of an eye.
Fierceness at 5-2 in that 17 hole and outward post is I bet they wish they had drawn closer to the middle of the field. Here's your horse, Ty, Forever Young. Out of the 11 hole, 7-1 morning odds. So there you go.
Forever Young. It's either Forever Young or Mystic Dan is the one I'm going to roll with.
I like that Just Steel pick. 29-1, there's some value there, Chuck.
Oh, there's a lot of value there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not going to happen. But, yeah, there's a lot of value there.
One of the other
put two across the board. Well, I mean, go big.
Or a few more. Go big.
Is that for the – help me on that. Is that 200? But when you say two across
$2.
The standard bet, like if you want to place the minimum bet, it's a $2 bet. Across the board, you bet them to win, place, and show.
Okay.
I mean, as long as they finish in the top three, you're going to get something. Doesn't mean it's going to be enough to cover your bet if they show, but you'll get something.
I just, when I go to Oakland.
Again, not that I would know. Just this is what I've been told.
When I go to Oakland, I just ask the smarter guy that's got the book, last time
that's
I went,
not always the smarter guy.
He won. He won me some money.
Just
my buddy
smart
Jerry.
Enough to be broke.
Yeah,
that's generally how it works in that game.
Listen,
just smart enough to be broke.
When I was at Oakland, I won $23. I didn't bet again. I went to Vegas, won $31. Didn't bet again.
Wow.
If I win any money, I'm good. And hopefully tomorrow.
You know, you play at a different level than you know most people do.
Yeah.
So
$31.
Really anybody else in the world. Yeah.
Hey sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Scott, do you have a big party to get to this weekend, tomorrow night for the Kentucky Derby?
Matter of fact, we're having a Colorado Bulldog party.
There we go.
It'll be amazing.
Some help.
We've got people from all over the state coming in.
Well, if you got White Claws, I'm showing up, man. If you got White Claws,
well,
I'm coming
over. That's the
backup.
That's the backup.
That and some White Russians, so there's plenty of
there you go.
Those.
Now I'm a big Black Russian fan. I learned to drink those in Alaska, and that's a pretty good drink. It's a good sipping drink.
You're gonna have to tell me what that is. What is a Black Russian?
It's vodka and Kahlua.
Okay,
so
that sounds good.
You're just mixing two alcohols, and you just sip. In fact, I started drinking it with the guy who beat us in the World Series in '79. The guy who pitched the final game. You know, I got to be good friends up there.
Is it Cal State Fullerton, right?
Cal State Fullerton,
okay,
right.
That's what I thought.
A guy named Dave Weatherman.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave Weatherman.
Scott, you got three ranked opponents the rest of the way. You've seen a good chunk of baseball already. Is this team going to do it? Are they going to win not just the West? Are they going to win the whole regular season SEC title?
Yeah, you know, it's not a whether we can do it or whether it's can we do it. I mean, not whether we will do it. It's kind of can we do it. We can do it. We have as good a chance or better chance than I think we've ever had going in. Everybody's waiting for the bats to get hot. Our bats are not just going to magically get hot. I think there's some certain things that have to happen, and the pitching obviously looks like it's going to be solid and it's going to be there, and that's what gets you to the final weekend, to the final game of the World Series. Then hope that the way the rotation goes and the way the games go, that you're going to have, you know, Hagen Smith on the mound the last game. What more could you ask for?
Yeah.
Then you don't have to worry about your bats being hot where you're going to score 10 runs or you don't have a chance. But then again, there's always that, you know, play it like Ole Miss. I hate to even say that name, but if the bats do get hot at the World Series, we'd be hands-on winners. I mean, there's just no denying that. So it's going to be a race. It's going to be a race.
You know, we were talking earlier in the show, and Scott Tabor with us is brought to you by Alumni Hall. You see teams, and you see this in a variety of sports, where they have to get into playoff mode down the stretch of the regular season to get themselves into the playoffs. They're fighting for a spot. Arkansas finds themselves not in that camp where they're wondering about their postseason life. They know that's secure. But now, as Ty was mentioning, they got three ranked opponents down the stretch, three important matchups in the regular season. It's kind of like being in playoff mode already. Do you see that as an advantage for Arkansas, that you're already having to sharpen even more, knowing that these series of consequence and coming down to A&M and maybe a division title on the line, does that help? Or I mean,
sure does.
What do you think about you know, having these three series of consequence down the stretch to get in the right mindset for the month of June?
Well, I think that's a good point, because our mindset is not to, oh, we got to win these games just to get into the tournament, and we got to win these games just to get into this or that. Their mindset is, we really, really, really want to go in and play good, solid, fundamentally sound baseball, and we want to win these series and win these games, so we'll be a top eight seed. So we're not worried about not making the tournament. We're wanting to be a top eight seed, so you have everything at home for the regionals and the super regionals. That's just the best path to the World Series. And then when you get to the World Series, it's all hands on deck. You never know what's going to happen. And so that's what their mindset should be. And I think the coaching staff is probably looking at that also. You know, they may, you say, tweak the lineup. There's no tweaking in this lineup. You have so many tools and so many players. But they can look down now at stats. And I've been looking at stats a little bit. You know, numbers, baseball is a game of season-long averages, and that's where you find out where you fall. And you can see the cream rising to the top, and you can see the guys that aren't hit. Well, they haven't hit really well all year. You just keep waiting for them to hit. And so the pitchers the same way. You know, ERAs went from sub-2s. Now you've got some 3s, and you've got some 5s, and you've got some 4s, because it's a law of averages, and it's hard to maintain excellence all through the baseball season. It's just a grind. So, yeah, I think they're playing for a lot. I think everybody on the team knows, everybody in the stands know, everybody in the nation knows, if we do start hitting the ball a lot or start changing up what we do, playing a little more small ball, moving runners around, and that may be something they have to go to. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Mason Molina's back in the rotation after the ankle injury. He's penciled in for Sunday, and Dave was not quite set on that the other night after the Missouri State game, but when the notes came out, the lefty's going to start on Sunday. Give us some insight that when you came off a kind of a short-term injury and you're getting that first start back, is there anything different in your preparation if you're Mason Molina for this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you come off of an injury that's not an arm injury, his arm will probably be a little more rested. His command won't be as sharp, which he's had a little trouble with that lately. It may go the other way. He may be sharper. But coming off a foot injury and then, you know, like I said, having a little bit more rest in your arm, sometimes your breaking pitches aren't as sharp. Sometimes the things you need a little bit of tiredness in the arm to really be in a groove. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if he has a little more hop on his fastball, if he has his control, if he stays out over his front leg and really snaps off his curveball, how sharp he'll be. He could come back out and be early season Mason Molina, where every pitch goes exactly where he wants, and he is just tough as can be when he's got his control. So hopefully that's the one we see.
We're talking with Scott Tabor via the McLarty Daniel Hotline, courtesy of our friends at Alumni Hall. Scott, I don't know if you caught the story that the Kentucky coach was mad about. The South Carolina fans were pouring beer on his players. Do you ever remember an incident like that in the Southwest Conference days, or was that an every weekend occurrence maybe for you guys?
Well, they didn't serve beer in the stadiums. Not the stadiums, goodness, the little minor league, there, the little high school fields we played at in Southwest Conference most of the time, except for A&M in Texas. You know, they'd throw stuff at you. They'd ball notes up and throw them in the dugout or chunk them down at you. You know, any kid, you couldn't help but read them, and some of them were pretty funny. Most of it was just verbal. You know, they didn't throw beer and stuff at you the way they do now. But yeah, it's, you know, the minor leagues, you see that a lot because there's a lot of beer flowing. Friday night, quarter beer night in Memphis, Tennessee. It was fun.
What could go wrong on quarter beer night in
Memphis? What could go wrong?
What possibly?
You know, trade a baseball for 3 nutty buddies and a hot dog. So that was always a lot of fun.
Hey, Hagan Smith is second now all-time on the career strikeouts list. He's 35 behind the tie, 36 to break Nick Schmidt's record. Does he do this in the regular season? And where is that in the recesses of your mind as a pitcher? I mean, I know the publicly they'll tell you, I'm not thinking about that, and all, you know, they'll say the right things. But, you know, when you got a chance to break a record, where how is that working through your thought process?
If it is, it's not during the game. You know, I guarantee you, he's not sitting out there going, "Oh, I just need one more to break the record." You know, because it's not a world record on wins or something nationally recognized. You know, I mean, this is something that's probably in the back of his mind, and he knows it's coming. I don't think he's worried about when he's going to break it or if he's going to break it. And it's going to happen, you know, and shoot, the way he throws it, it could happen in two games. You just never know how that's going to go. But I hope he breaks it during the regular season. I hope he breaks it at home, you know, so he'll get the standing ovation, the recognition, and all the things that he deserves, because he is just having a fantastic season and a fantastic career.
Yeah, we were kind of playing it out yesterday. So you got to get 36 more strikes to break it. And, Scott, if he averaged 9, then that would put him in doing it in Hoover. If he had less than that, he could potentially do it in the regional. But I highly doubt he's able to get it between today or later on tonight and then next weekend in Mississippi State, unless he just goes berserk.
Yeah.
Which,
there's some good math going on up there in the studios these days.
Well,
Jeff must have done all the math.
Every once in a while.
He's got his shoes off.
Yeah.
Once
in a while.
There you go. No, you know what? And it's going to be fun to watch, because Hagan is just fun to watch every time he goes out. I'll be anxious to see if they leave him out a little longer right now. I don't know why they would, but you know, and I think they've done a great job. And I'll tell you this from personal experience. They've done a great, great job of not leaving their starters in so long that by the end of the season, they're dragging, because they know that the end of the season is going to be, could be epic this year, and they want to make sure they have them fully loaded, ready to go.
Scott, let me ask you one last thing before we let you go. So Molina's coming back. You mentioned maybe that his throwing arm will be rested, which is a good thing since it wasn't an arm injury. Tigers will deal these last two games. If he finishes the next three games throwing like gas, do you leave him in that two spot, or do you put Molina back? How do you go about that if you're Hobbs and Van Horn?
Leave him where he's comfortable. If you're doing great in the third game is as important as the second game. You know, they all count a point. They put it 1 point in the W column. That's what you want. So if that's where he's been throwing in the Sunday game, you don't really want to mess with success. There's a lot of guys you could slide in at that second bracket. You could throw in any of the guys. Gage Wood the other night looked fantastic. I mean, it's the best I've seen him look all year. Ben Bibee, Cooper Dawson, all those guys, you could slide them into that second spot, get 4, 5, 6 innings out of them. They have that kind of stuff. So it's I think what they're probably going to do is put him back, you know, where he belongs and see how he does. Probably have a short leash. So the bullpen will come in, you know, come into play again. I don't know why you would move Tiger up. There's nothing really to gain. It's not going to help his ego anything. Yeah, I'm number two now instead of number three. Hey, they're all number one. So I think you should probably leave him in that third spot.
All right. Scott, enjoy the weekend, and hopefully pick some winners in the Derby tomorrow as well.
Two across the board, baby. Two across the board.
There you go. Scott Tabor with us every Friday, breaking down some Razorback baseball. Chuck, I'm looking here in the notes, and Arkansas this weekend enters the three-game set looking for its 7th consecutive series win against Kentucky, as well as its 4th consecutive road series win over the Wildcats. The Hogs have not lost a weekend series in Lexington since 2011. But this is a much different Kentucky team than probably those last 13 years we're talking about here.
Yeah, you know, they've here and there they've had some good runs. They would they put together a good season, or a good season or two every now and then. You know, Mingione's done a good job there. For those who don't remember who he is, if you're a Razorback baseball fan, when we play Mississippi State, that really animated first base coach over there, I mean, he was like, he was a piece of work. And he's their head coach, and he's still a piece of work. And he's a good coach, though. I mean, they do things in an unorthodox way there. They first order of business there is hitting, and they can hit. And that ballpark, I've not been there in a long time, but that ballpark was always really conducive to guys who swung for the fences. And so, you know, you might have that angle this weekend, too.
Am I making up, or didn't it just get renovated?
They renovated it. I don't know what they've done in terms of the outfield, in terms of how deep it is there.
Okay. Well, that is your only top 10 matchup in the SEC. You got Vanderbilt and Georgia. That's a ranked matchup. Alabama and Mississippi State. Also some teams like Tennessee and Texas A&M that are on the road with teams that are trying to get back on track. But, the season gets condensed here down the stretch. Curious who comes out. Like Scott said, there's definitely potential this team does it. Don't know 100% if you're sold on that they're going to pull it out, though, in these next three series just based on the competition.
Well, I'm much more focused on June, guys. I got to be honest. I'm much more focused on June than how they do this weekend. I think that this is a team that's built for June. And I think Tabor made a point a minute ago that I think is really important. We get frustrated as fans when Hagan Smith struck out 14 batters, they're yanking him after the sixth inning. Or, a guy's got a really good game going as a starter, they pull him out, and the guy coming out of the bullpen doesn't do so well. You think, man, what was that guy thinking? Now you're to the point in the season where your starters aren't spent. They're not spent. Mm-hmm. I don't see one guy out there that he looks like he's got a tired arm. I don't see that. And so that's going to benefit them a lot. Kentucky's better than they used to be. I think they'll win the series this weekend. I don't think it affects one thing that's going to happen in June if Kentucky wins twice this weekend.
But you look at this team. If you, with the exception of one or two players, maybe on this team, if you have the slightest of injury, if you appear tired or you appear like the grind has really hit you, there's somebody probably just about as good ready to take your spot. So you can't let your guard down, not because of the opponent, but you're going to lose your place on the lineup card with this team because that's how deep this team is. So I think that keeps everybody sharp too to a great degree.
I think it certainly is a factor. Here's the thing. There's a pretty good chance we've seen it repeatedly this year and sometimes you just plug a guy in a midweek game, or you give a guy a start behind the plate, maybe in a conference ball game, or you tweak the batting order here and there. The guy that comes in, most of the time, there's a pretty good chance he's going to do well.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the guys that they bring in, the spot starters, I think about a guy like Souza. He's not an every game guy, but when he plays, he always seems to be a factor.
Yeah.
And that's the way a lot of them are. These catchers, I mean, my gosh, it's like they draw them out of a hat someday. And the guys come in and do well.
But you look at Molina's injury, and no one really in that brief opportunity could really unseat him as one of the three starters. So he's back in the lineup this weekend.
Well, and I don't think that was ever the plan. I don't think it was ever the plan to have somebody come in and unseat him as a starter. I think, when you've got as many arms as they have, and when you know you're going to be there in June, so to speak, you don't pitch a guy like Molina, when he's ailing a little bit like he was the last time out. If you're still trying to get into the tournament, if you're trying to host, if you're trying to put yourself in a position to do better in June, you might pitch him then. But I just think where they are right now allowed them the luxury of giving him a weekend off when he was not 100%. And that is a luxury. It is a luxury this time of year.
It all gets started today at 5:30 right here on most of these ESPN Arkansas stations.
Yeah.
And hit that line.com because it's 6:30 Eastern time until Lexington. 1 o'clock tomorrow and then noon on Sunday.
Get that Hit That Line Now app because I saw where like Dick Gabriel and some other guy you've never heard of are doing the game and they'll be Kentucky folks. So you'll want to listen to Phil. Call the game as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When I grow up, I'm going to be a veterinarian?
It's awesome.
And I'm going to be what you said we need more of.
So you want to be a plumber-narian?
Do you think I can?
I think that if you work really hard, you can be anything.
Promise?
You bet I do.
When you promise your kids the world, we're here to help you keep it. Ohio's 529 plan is the best tax-free savings plan for future college or career training nationwide. Start now at collegeadvantage.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
So Sam Pittman is going to be at the Kentucky Derby tomorrow night. A little different from the last time he went. He's going to be with some folks from Hot Springs. Went, I think, back in 2012 when he was a Tennessee assistant. Take a listen.
When I was assistant in Tennessee in 2012, we went up there, but my seats were right by the outdoor porta potties. And this year, the seats are going to be a little bit better, I think.
Well, you're head coach at Arkansas now. Well, that ought to be fun. I've been to the track. I've never been to the actual race. What about attire? I mean, you just don't show up at the Derby in a sports shirt, do you?
They're going to say, do you own one of the horses? That's how good I'm going to look, Paul.
So that was a pretty good back and forth between him and Paul Feinbaum yesterday. Dress for success. It sounds like that's what Sam Pittman's doing tomorrow night.
Yeah, that'll be fun. I got a note during one of the breaks earlier that Coach Pittman's coming to Fort Smith on May 8th. Next week for the Boys and Girls Club volunteer banquet. So we're talking about coaches getting out and
that's great.
Being
good
in the community. Beth sent me a note from the Fort Smith Boys and Girls Club. So there's a chance for Coach to see Coach. He'll be in town for that. So, but the Derby, maybe he'll have some Derby stories for them next week. That I know that's a big time when you get to go. And I know when Coach Bieleman was here, it was always a big deal. I think he took his whole staff one time to the Derby up there.
That's kind of cool. That is a bucket list event. Hopefully at some point we'll...
Tommy will be taking you one of these years,
I was going to say.
I'm sure.
We'll go as a show. Get to go and experience that.
Probably not going in the same style that the coaches have been in. I imagine we...
I can't afford Armani, man.
We'll have to drive. We'll have to stay way out of town. Yeah. You know.
See, Todd, Chuck, let's talk about this. This is when you unwind the expense budget. Like, we've got to get him. I've tried to teach him. It's been nearly 6 years. When in doubt, just expense it. He just can't get in that line of thinking, and I don't understand it. Maybe he will someday. But this is when
you've worked here 6 years.
You unwind the rubber band for in this type of situation. Now, you mentioned Sam Pittman coming down to the Boys and Girls Club for Fort Smith. He's also going to be a part of the One Ridgebacks Roadshow. Him, Hunter Yurchek, and others that are going to be making their way to Heber Springs, Jonesboro, Little Rock, Four City. Mentioned Fort Smith. He'll be probably there the following week. Pine Bluff, El Dorado, and Texarkana across the state. Tommy, I think I'm more interested in the restaurants that they're going to and these mainstays and some of the spots that they're making a pit stop in.
Leon's Catfish and Pine Bluff. Sign me up. I bet that's good.
I bet it's real good.
Pop's Place, I bet they got
crispy catfish and some good tartar sauce there.
Well, maybe we go find out. Maybe we take the road trip. We can borrow a bus with them.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more thing to get into. Arkansas softball, like the baseball team in action this week. They're at home. Game's been moved up. They've got two games today starting at 3:30, doubleheader after that. Apparently it's karaoke night, too, in addition to the senior game being tomorrow, which was originally slated for Sunday, but because of inclement weather, the ladies are going to be playing a day earlier. So I know that baseball gets the majority of the air in the room with this show, but our softball team's having a really good season, especially, again, them on the road. Chuck, I know you talked about this on the podcast a week or so ago. They're almost impossible to beat on the road. And Dave Van Horn's been the kind of the mainstay here when it comes to being a good road coach, but Courtney Dyfel typically has them playing just about as good as they are at home.
What is it, 15 of 16 now?
Yeah.
Road series. 15 of the last 16 road series they've won. I mean, that's a remarkable run. I mean, you just don't do that. They're going to be in, from what I gather, obviously there's a little bit more to do, but it looks like they're going to be in the top four, get that bye. They're going to be in the NCAA tournament, probably a chance to play at Bogle Park. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn there. They are, and quite honestly, and I don't know how else to say this, it's middle-aged guys who are the last ones who are fascinated by this. This thing's been a hot property in Fayetteville for a while. People have been going to Bogle Park for a while now. It's just kind of, we're the last ones, and I admit it. We're just kind of the last ones. Like, my God, they're playing softball over there. 3,000 or 4,000 people are showing up. What in the world's going on?
Yeah.
But they are really good. What I'm driving at is some people may be late, hopping on the bus, but Courtney Dyfel's really good. And that program is as good as any programs in America. And that facility is as good as anybody's in America. And I've driven by there, and I've stopped in, and I'm telling you, they'd play a softball game on a Saturday in March when we'd have a basketball game, or in February, late February, and it would be cold. And they'd be out there watching that softball game just like they go to Ballmwalker Stadium to watch a baseball team play. It's a committed fan base, and it's a great program.
All right, that is your Hog Update. It's brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
All right, so we got a big weekend in Lexington, Kentucky. Also in Kentucky overall, as Churchill Downs is going to be packed this weekend. We welcome in our friend Sean from the Fence Man for another Fence Man Friday.
Fence Man Friday Picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, before we go to Lexington, let's just go right to the Derby. I am going Mystic Dan this weekend, guys. I think Mystic Dan, the Arkansas connection, the 20-1 odds right now. That's where I'm putting my money tomorrow night, a little before 6 o'clock, Tommy.
All right, I'm going to go with Forever Young.
Forever Young.
The 11 okay. horse tomorrow.
Chuck, what are you feeling tomorrow night?
Just steel.
Okay.
Is my pick.
All right, Sean, we got Fierceness, Strongholds, Resilience, Society Man, and Sino, Just a Touch. Who are you feeling tomorrow night at Churchill Downs?
Well, I don't have a list in front of me and not much of a horse race kind of guy, but
he's going with a gray horse. Go with a gray horse.
There you go. Did you say there was a name called Resilience?
There we go. Is 21.
I love it. I'll take that name. I like the name. That's what it means to stay in business. Got to be resilient.
In the 19 hole. So right. We'll see if one of those, Chuck, Sean, Ty, or Tommy's pick ends up being tomorrow night. If you go to the Bet Saracen app right now, Tommy Hagen-Smith has over under 3.5 hits allowed and over under 10.5 strikeouts at plus 195. That's kind of right on the edge where he's been. He's averaged about 10 strikeouts this season.
It's like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. Does he get it? Does he get it tomorrow night or tonight? Excuse me.
Over on the hits. Three hits is a lot to stay under.
Yeah.
And, so I'm going to go under and then over on the strikeout.
I think so, too.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call. Text or chat 988 for free confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Welcome to a trip you'll never forget in Denver, where summer sunshine sparks mountain adventure, where neighborhood strolls lift spirits sky high, and where music takes center stage at Red Rocks. Catch a baseball game at Coors Field. Step into new dimensions at Meow Wolf and take flavor to the next level under the stars at a Michelin restaurant. Denver, always welcome. Plan your trip at visitdenver.com/summer.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.